Welcome to another Saturday set. We are back on the tools again in our favourite place. We've got Group 1 racing at glorious Caulfield. We've got Group 1 quality racing at Randwick Kingzone. We're going to dissect it all with our good friend Scott Fizzer Fitzsimmons. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Yeah. Back again.
Back again.
Looking forward to it.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do. How are you, Kingzone?
I'm great. Yeah. Mentally, I'm flying.
Good. Well, that's all that matters. Yeah. Happiness is between the ears. Let's get into it. We've got four feature races for you. We're going to start at Caulfield. I'm going to start with the Underwood, one of the classics on the spring carnival roster. And Sir Dilias, the UK import. We have a lot of imports coming over the spring carnival these days. And I thought we'd go and watch Sir Dilias in the Chelmsford back on the 6th of September. Here it is. So we've got Lindemann trucking out in front with Nashot on board. He stole the show, really, Lindemann and Nash. Sir Dilias couldn't quite get there. Chow Wolf was favourite and was disappointing. Talk to us about what you thought about that run, Sir Dilias. I might start with you, Fizz.
No worries. Well, obviously the thing we did miss was Sir Dilias had to work three wide in that race.
Yep.
Still found the line like a very, very good horse. And, for me, just a clear, clear bet this weekend.
Straight into it.
I actually don't think there's any dangers.
There you go. Yes. I love that.
I just think Buckaroo's going to be out, tailed off last.
Buckaroo won it last year.
I do think Buckaroo, out of all those horses, not really fussed about Moira and Desert Lightning, who are the next two in the market. Middle Earth looks like it wants longer to me. They've dropped it back 200 metres. And the other horses, Zardozi needs another lap again. Golden Path won well, but in a completely different sort of a race and nowhere near the class of this. So, look, the way I look at it, Sir Dilias will be up there, probably sitting third behind the speed of the two front runners, and I just think that it's a class animal and it'll go on to bigger and better things.
Max bet time?
It is a max bet time for me.
I saw on radio this morning with Gareth Hall.
An official Saturday set.
It's official Saturday set. Wonderful. That it's going to run in, Sir Dilias will run in the Underwood. Then it'll run the Might and Power, which is Caulfield Cup Day, I think. So that's a 2,000-metre race. Then it'll run the Cox Plate and then it'll go into the Cup. So that's quite a lot of racing for it.
It's a lot of racing. Let me talk about this race. So I didn't think there was a heap of pace. Probably about average, though. Smoke and Raymonds goes forward. Desert Lightning, Golden Path. Sir Dilias, I don't even think Zardozi could go forward, but Fitzy's right. Sir Dilias sat wide in that race. It was actually better than what it looked and didn't really settle that much. Looked like Tim Clark wanted to get a bit of cover, couldn't get it, and then went forward. So there is a bit more merit. I just want to talk about the rest of the field for a sec. A lot of them, to me, look like non-winners here.
Ooh.
So you got Knight's Choice, won one from last 12.
Which happened to be the Melbourne Cup.
Yes. It's a wonder win, isn't it? Buckaroo, two from last 17, only won five from 31 starts, two from 17 in Australia. Then we go to Desert Lightning, two from last 10. Smoke and Romans, one from the last 10. Casino 17, none from last 7. Land Legend, none from last 7. Middle Earth, one from 4, but hasn't won since its first run in Australia. Golden Path, one from 7. Moira never won in Australia. Zardozi lost her last 15 races.
Wow.
And Anisette never won in Australia. So there's a bunch of non-winners, 8 from 94 that comes to. And then you got a horse. So I just want to ask as well, so Moira won a big Breeders' Cup over there in the US.
In the US, yes.
Fillies and Mares, which Anisette ran, I think, 8th in that race behind Moira. They both come here. Moira's been all right, but coming out of that Desert Lightning race, which I don't think is the right form line for this, is about 7 rating points below Sir Dilias and about 5 below Buckaroo. My question is the US form for both of you. How strong are horses? And do you remember anything coming over from the US that's done extremely well here?
I do, and it's been a Gay Waterhouse runner, and I've got a funny feeling Costa owned it. It won at Scone first up at about $21, but ended up being a good horse.
One group?
A couple of group ones. I can't remember the name of it offhand.
Right.
But other than that, not so much.
Not many
I don't
come
think
over
we
here,
have
though.
Many
no,
USA
not,
horses.
Certainly, it's much more from the UK and Europe. But but you go and look at the best horses in the world, like when they have those ratings, Longines ratings, all that kind of stuff, it's always the US horses they have well above our horses.
I couldn't really be on Moira. I just think, and Desert Lightning. This is the hardest race Desert Lightning's ever contested, which takes us to the top two. Buckaroo won the Underwood last year, but won it in good time off a very, very fast tempo. I don't think you'll get that this year. And Buckaroo's one of those horses, and I hate backing those horses that have spike ratings up when everything goes their way. So I'm against Buckaroo here. It's just one of those horses that gets back, can win if puts it together on the day, which only leaves me with one hope. I agree with Fitzy. Sir Delius, going to bigger things, as you mentioned. Gay Waterhouse. The barrier is maybe a concern, but I do think we'll get in and is an official Saturday set tip.
Big start. Double dual up. Saturday set. Jules. I don't think we've ever had that double up before. Love it. All right, well, that'll do that race. Let's move to the Rupert Clark. And this race, it's all about the weight. It's all about the up-and-comers. And I thought we'd familiarise ourselves with these two up-and-comers. First, we're going to look at Sepals. So Sepals was incredibly dominant. This is a benchmark 100 at Caulfield a few weeks back. Did a bit of work in this race, I think, if my memory serves me correct, and then just absolutely blitzed them in the last couple of hundred metres.
One easy.
Let's go look at another horse that won easy. This is Angel Capital. So this was Angel Capital's first start since she got scratched. He got scratched on the eve of the Australian Guineas, I think it was. Not many people knew what would happen with him in the Chautauqua. This is the Chautauqua, but he showed that he's back bigger and better than ever. So they both go into the market. Let's bring the market up. There's been money for Sepals. I think I saw $5 yesterday, Sepals. That's gone. Angel Capital's drifted a bit. Got Another Will. Arguably, Another Will's the best horse in the race, but he's got to lug 59 kilos. Plenty of other horses there. Over to you.
Do we make excuses for Another Will first up?
I've struggled to.
Seemed to have every.
Oh, yeah,
he's inconsistent in Another Will. Like, sometimes he can be fantastic and sometimes. Go back and look at his career. Yeah.
He's won a lot of races, though. Yeah. I wouldn't say.
He's hard to catch.
You wouldn't want to be on him for second and third.
No.
Seems but he's like getting to the price now. Well, like, he might get out a bit in the market, $9, $10. Like, he's worth throwing something on because when he sprints, he's bloody good.
Well, you can back him with me.
Okay.
I didn't like Another Will. I just think he's got too much weight. And on the grind on Monday, I had a look at poor run last start when horses are first up as well. Get it? Like, it just, I don't know. I can't make an excuse at all for
Another
Will.
He's lugging a lot of weight. What's he got? 7 kilos on Sepals, for example.
Yes. Yeah, but I can see where you're coming from. Looking at it on paper, $7 Another Will seems a good price. And I do think he'll drift. Arkansas Kid, 1-5 from 25, never won two in a row as well. Mm-hmm. Another horse going to the hardest race. This is a lot harder than the Bobby Lewis.
Sure.
I'm against those two in the market who are under $10. I think there's only two possible hopes. I'm a bit disappointed with the prices. Sepal firmed early, as you say. Out of barrier 16, I was thinking we might get 550. Angel Capital, 370. I think there's only two hopes. I think one of them will win. I think that the two horses on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think that the barriers were, I was hoping for better prices because of those wide barriers. I think whichever one gets in and gets the right run, Angel Capital will obviously go back. Sepals is going to try and get in from that barrier. But I think one of those two horses will win. If you're playing exotics, I thought Miss Rubini would improve. Mm-hmm. Great run first up after sitting wide, 1,400 suits. And the other horse out of that race is it not on the scribe? Yes, Damask Rose, barrier 17. Coming over from New Zealand, going to 1,400 from 1,200, another good run after sitting wide. So if you're playing exotics, I'd put those two in.
Damask Rose won the Kiwi, which is sort of the equivalent of the Everest over there. It's only for three-year-olds, but pretty high-quality race. So he's got some ability.
I can't split the top two. I think one of them win. I'd have them both around that sort of 350, 360 mark. I just thought I'd get a better price.
Well, they're the price that you can back both of them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll get a better price. I wouldn't be jumping in.
Fizz?
We're singing from the same hymn sheet. I don't know where the Kings were sitting next to me while I was doing this race, but I backed Sepals. I've taken $4.80 Sepals. I am concerned about the gate lock. Anyone would be coming into this sort of a race, but, geez, I hope Craig Williams is positive out of the gate and gives it a good rev and just gets in behind the leaders is my hope. And there's only one danger, Angel Capital, and I'll be backing both of them. So. Okay. I'm not too fussed. Angel Capital did get out to $4 and back into $3.70. I don't think we're going to see bigger prices is my concern this weekend. I can't see him backing anything else. Miss Rimbini, like King said, was the only other horse. Merit in its run first up. Definitely overs probably, but I did look this morning. It was $17 on the fair. So, you know, like $13 with the bookies, maybe it is going to get out as well. But out of all the horses that were the dangers, I thought it was the overs at around the $13 mark. I can't see any other horse knocking off those two in the market.
Are you having more on one?
I'm having more on 16, less on the 9.
Fair call.
Sweet. Yeah.
I'd rather have more on 16 too, probably.
Yeah.
If you want to go and witness all that excellent racing action, you can for free because of our good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club. When it's on at Caulfield during spring, Wolf Den viewers or Saturday Set viewers get free tickets. If you want those free tickets, you can get up to four. Go and hit the link in the description and away you go. Thank you very much to the Melbourne Racing Club for that. Let's move up to Royal Randwick. And we've got the Seven Stakes. This is not a group race. It's not even listed. It's nothing because it's a bit of a, I don't know what you call it, a bit of a pop-up race, but it always attracts a very high-quality field. I didn't have any videos here because we know all these horses very well. Look, if Fangirl gets everything her way, she's the best horse in the race by a long way. She should win. Am I wrong? Am I right?
I wish I knew.
Yes.
Let's talk Fangirl first. So she missed the run when the had to get scratched because of the wet tracks. Went down to Melbourne.
Got a bit of a wet track.
Got a bit of a wet track.
Got a bit of a wet track, but I still thought it was a little bit sort of lost. A little bit disappointing. What did you think, Fitz, of the first up run?
It was the first time around that Caulfield, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought the run was all right. She hit the line all right.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that 1600 at Randwick suits a lot better than the Caulfield. I do agree with that. I think she's a definite winning chance. I think she's under the odds. I think she may take a little bit more time to get fitter as she's getting older, 7 year old now. 3 weeks between runs as well, as we know, always gets back in the field. I just didn't think Fangirl was a good price. Not saying she can't win. I think she's more of a $4 chance. Moving on from that, let's go to the second pick, Chao Wolf. I think it was pretty poor in that Chelmsford.
Mm.
I'm surprised $5 seems gross.
A lot of people have sacked him now.
Gross unders to me for Chao Wolf. And needs a fast pace here, which I don't think you'll get a really fast one. You'll get an average one with Lindemann and probably Private Eye going forward again and sitting 1-2. You sacked Chao Wolf, Fitz?
Yeah, a while ago, I think. Yeah, I'm not interested in
Chao Wolf. Just seems he's a different horse.
Yeah, I just don't think he's not shown that dynamic turn of foot that we saw a couple of preps back, I don't think. And I think that win that he had through four starts back, I'm pretty sure it fell in that day. It pretty sure.
Yeah, well, it was exactly a year ago.
Everything looked perfect for it that day, you know.
Because he pissed in the Epsom, then he won the King Charles. So it's basically a year ago.
Or the King Charles he might have won that as well.
And then he didn't have a very good autumn. So.
No, he didn't. Mm. So let's get to I think it's a pretty hard race, but it just odds-wise, I thought Gringotts was pretty good odds.
Mm-hmm.
What led and won a trial recently against Royal Patronage after draws barrier one as well. 4 from 6 over 1600. Was unsuited in the winks, I thought, which was Gringotts' first up run. Heavy 10.
Mm-hmm.
Gets back onto a good surface, which helps. Barrier one, I would sit closer. Runs his best races when on pace. So barrier one, I'd be looking to sit third fence. Beat Fangirl in the George Ryder off a slow pace as well. So I thought $6 was pretty good. Gringotts, and I'll tell you what else is good odds, is Lindemann. One last start, hates the wet. So for first up, unsuited, but on the dry tracks, goes really well. Well, led last time with Nash, dictates in front.
Mm.
I just thought those two were the two in quite a hard race that I would gravitate towards price-wise. Royal Patronage went over to Hong Kong, was pretty disappointing. I'm just wondering, did win first up over 1300 last prep, so can do it, but I'm just wondering how much that has taken a toll on Royal Patronage. 7 year old now, 7 year old's first up, not really that keen on him. We haven't mentioned Private Eye, but going to 1600, mm-hmm. I don't think he's that beneficial to Private Eye. I think 1400 with a slow pace is more Private Eye's go, like first up when we bet up. So summary for me, Gringotts and Lindemann.
Anything more to add, Fizz?
No, I have Fangirl top pick back in the Sydney way of going. Like Kings, I think it'll drift in the market. Wasn't overly confident, didn't want to have a bet in this race. Gringotts, I quite liked its trial. I've got to mention that one. I thought it had the measure of Royal Patronage quite well in that trial. Royal Patronage was written out, and I think Gringotts with that run under its belt, barrier one, I think it's the one around the $6 mark. I think it'll be the firmer in the race. The rest, I'm not on Private Eye. They're my two, Fangirl, Gringotts.
Fair enough. Let's move to Randwick Race 9, the shorts. They're calling it the Mini Everest. Let's go and have a look at Briasa's trial at Rose Hill, the 9th of September. Fizzer, you're a trial man. Please watch this and tell us what you think. I think it goes like a motor car. One other thing, that's Mahuna in the green, the Golden Slipper winner, who is also in this race. What do you think, Fitz?
Yeah, it's a beast. It's a great race. Like you said, a Mini Everest, I think you were called it.
Mm.
Great race. I can't split any of these top ones in the market. I think Private Harry's a little bit too short.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it being that short, but or maybe on Spruik. I don't think there's much between Private Harry, Briasa and Jolly Star.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, those three are the clear horses in this race. And yeah, I couldn't have Private Harry at that price. I can't pick one I want other than the other. It's going to be a really interesting one to watch. I will say this. I think someone gave me a little bit of a bagging on somewhere about mentioning generosity. I hope they watch that run. It says nice. It was bulking in that race and had as much chance to win that race as any other horse. And I think change of stable to Waller's going to do the trick, and don't be surprised, it'll be winning in the next few
starts.
Chris
Waller thinks it's up to Everest class.
It'll be winning in the next few starts.
He wants it to get in the race. What about Mahuna? What do we think about? Because Mahuna could stay against her own sex and age.
Could do, but you can leave me out of it in this race.
It's just interesting that they've put her in the deep end. She got a slipper when she was, she's only two, now she's three, and this is as good as it gets. But they're heading towards a Coolmore, which is obviously for three-year-olds.
Just not enough weight relief for me in that race for it.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're throwing her in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
surprising,
right.
Surprising, but yeah.
I agree about the weight. We saw what Tempted did last Saturday as well.
Mm.
Good horse, Mahuna. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I think this is a step too big. Righto, I am very excited about this race. Very, very excited because I just love Briasa. I love both Briasa and Private Harry as racehorses, and they both got exactly the same peak rating of 102.
Right.
I don't like Jolly Star in this race. I don't think it's a good setup for Jolly Star. Barrier 9, going to have to go back. And I don't think 1100. I don't think I'll have the sprint to get over the top of the other two. I don't think 1100 really suits Jolly Star from Barrier 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's only two possible hopes, and it's an extremely interesting race. I want to talk about Briasa first.
Mm-hmm.
We saw one trial there. Briasa's had two trials, ridden out to lead in both trials. Was getting back. Remember, what race was it?
It was first up last prep, and they went back from Barrier 9.
Yes,
or something,
and came
and
home hard.
Line, and then it won second up.
That was then the showed pace second up. Showed pace
yeah, that's
second
right.
up.
They went sort of towards the front.
1200, and then went to 1400, and didn't really get the distance in a fast pace, and ran out of petrol.
Aged,
This race is extremely interesting for me from a map point of view. We've got. Forget about barriers 1 and 2 because they aren't going to figure in. Dragonstone and Generosity will both go back. Barrier 3, Compelling Truth will go forward. Barrier 4, Briasa, will go forward, I would think, for sure. Does Tyler Schiller let Ashley Morgan cross from Barrier 5 on Private Harry, or does Briasa sit in front of Private Harry and try and post Private Harry and make Private Harry try and sit behind Briasa? Any opinions on that?
No, tactics will be interesting. Mm. I wouldn't have any problem with going to the front with Briasa, but there is a ton of speed in this race.
Yeah.
From what I was looking at.
Well, but it's 1100 as well, and it is the shorts where there always is. So Marzu may go forward from Barrier 10. So if Marzu goes forward from 10 and crosses and Compelling Truth holds the fence and leads, which I think will probably happen unless Private Harry wants to lead at all costs, then where if Compelling Truth leads from Marzu and Briasa holds Private Harry out, Private Harry's got to go back. I don't know if Private Harry can run down Briasa. If I was Tyler Schiller, I would not let Ashley Morgan cross me under any circumstances.
Definitely don't want to be pushed back to third fence. That's one thing I do know. If that's what you're saying, Private Harry and he lets the other one.
I don't think he'd be pushed back third fence. I think he'd have to try and get in and sit three wide or sit behind Briasa. Either way, I think Private Harry will struggle to run Briasa down if, one, he sits outside him, or two, he has to go behind him. So Private Harry, if I'm Ashley Morgan, I'm trying to show early toe and cross, which I think he might be able to do, cross Briasa and lead. But it's very interesting.
Mm.
I think there's only two hopes. I'd rather be on Briasa at the price. I think Private Harry's a little bit too short. I think $4 is a reasonable price about Briasa. I think Briasa is a really exciting horse, and I think either of those horses could win the Everest. And while we're talking about the Everest, I think Lady Shenandoah can win the Everest as well. It's $8 and $2 a place. I think Car Ying Rising's come into incredibly short odds at $1.70. Everyone's going a bit drunk on Car Ying Rising. These are great, good horses. Briasa, Private Harry, even Jolly Star over 1,200, and obviously Lady Shenandoah, who's probably at the moment the pick of them all. $8, Lady Shenandoah. It's a good price.
Yeah, it looks good.
If you were a bookie, would you slap Car Ying out in Stu Ferenczi's face and go $2. Oh, there you go, Stu. You want a bit of that?
Yeah, that's just like the crows. There you are, Stewie. Have some of that. You know, evens.
While I was looking at futures markets as well, Via Sestina is very short in the Cox Plate, $2.30.
Mm. Yeah, is she that short, is she?
She is.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's the Maccabi through all that open.
Still 2.30.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, well, it's just unders. They just, what bookies love doing is reeling them in, but they don't do anything when they should reel them out.
So, like, Delius, I can't remember what he is, but if you're a fan, I think the Cox Plate's definitely on target. What, have you looked, Fitz? $7 or $8,
I think. I haven't looked at the early market. I'm just concentrating on the Melbourne Cup with it. But it looks a cracking race, the Cox Plate. But, yeah, it looks super short. If you're telling me $2.30 for... She's very
while we're
good,
talking
but,
odds,
yeah.
Ladbrokes have got very aggressive with their pricing the last couple of weeks, I see.
They have. Like, they're really pushing aggressive. A lot of runners out well and truly past anyone else's call, which is good to see.
Yeah.
I thought it. I like an opinion in the market. It's great.
Mm. I was looking at one today. I can't remember what horse it was. $4.80. Everyone else was
$4.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice.
I don't want to sit here and start rapping Ladbrokes too much, though, okay. Even though they are sponsors. I still.
So we're talking about the best sprinters in Australia, right? And yesterday I was just thinking to myself, well, what would happen if Autumn Glow got put in the shorts, right? Now, we know that's not going to happen, but I wanted to understand where Autumn Glow would be in the pecking order of the best sprinters in Australia, right? So obviously she won over 1,300 metres last weekend, but say she dropped back to 1,100 metres and put her in the market. So I put it up on the Den, put it up as a poll. So interestingly, the majority on the Den thought that she would be between $2 and $3, and then 80% of the respondents said that she'd basically be favoured, because if you whack her in it, between $2 and $4.50, probably pushes Private Harry in that out. Mm. What's your boy's response, Fizzle? What price do you think should be in the shorts?
I answered your poll, $6 or more.
Oh.
No, yeah, not interested. 1,100 metres against that lot. No thanks.
No good.
Autumn Glow's been winning, but I don't think Autumn Glow, I know I've been tipping her at short odds the last few weeks. She hasn't been beating them up.
No.
And
last Saturday was pretty dominant.
Way too nifty for her in that.
Over 1,100,
distance. Yeah. So yeah, for me, no, she should be over a $6 chance in that race.
What did you think?
It's hypothetical. Yeah, I think what price? I think probably $3 to $4.50. I don't really think she's an 1,100 meter horse. I think she's an absolute superstar, and I think she'll keep getting better over longer distances. Mm. Her rating, I didn't look at last start rating, but her top rating was 105. I just mentioned Briasa, and Harry was 102. So
I think she ran 102 on the weekend.
Did she? So yep. She has got a superior peak rating, but aren't these horses just fantastic? These horses coming
tempted,
through.
Tempted ran 102 as well.
Yeah, wow.
Big for her.
Yeah, so. But I think she'll get better as the distance gets longer.
Mm. All right, it's time for your Saturday set.
By my officials, rightio. So Sir Delius was my first official tip in the Underwood. Let's go... over to the Wild West for the next two. Race one, number one, a horse called Spicy Fang. Started favourite, Northam last start in a 1,000-metre race, went very hard, ran third. This is a similar class race, gets an easier lead, gets weight relief, which I love, on paces 1,000 metres with weight on not a super fast tempo. You can get, they put up $7.50. WA Tab I saw. Tab, New South Wales Tab put up about $7.50. They're only just putting their prices up now. And he's into about $6.50, but looks a real big price to me. I think this is the best bet of the day anywhere. Belmont Race 5, number 5, Cosmic Crusader. Went to a new level for new trainer last start. Gets an easy lead. Up over plus 1,600. I think we'll lead the whole way and win. $1.70 looks a very good price to me. It'd have more around that $1.40. So three officials.
Great. Fizza, what do you got?
So Kings and I lined up on two, but I will reiterate race 7 in Caulfield, number 9, Sir Delius. We've talked about it. Then I go to Caulfield race 2, number 5, Cavity Bay. Look, this is a specky first up for me. It's about 20 to 1. I'm going to have something each way, hoping that it can sort of be close enough from the inside gate first up. It's 1,400, it's a bit of a specky at that price, but I'm going to have something on. Then we'll go to Belmont race 5, number 5, Kings, Cosmic Crusader. I was on it last weekend. Everyone, I said it'd start favourite and it did, which was good.
Yep.
We get the price this weekend, $1.70. It'll start $1.40 this weekend and hopefully win for us again. And then we'll go to Gold Coast. So I found a good one here, race 5, number 15, Lady Lucifer. Ladbrokes betting a juicy price. That $3.50 is generous as they can get. I just reckon this is such a good bet.
They're generous people, Scott.
They are. I think it'll start more around the $2.50 mark. Morpheville race 3, number 10, Sensational Secret. comes to a new stable from Victoria, the Colin Jolly stable. Sorry, I think it's Richard and Chantel Jolly, sorry. Look, I think that it'll just sit right on the speed and be very hard to beat. It's only short, but I think it's the winner there for this weekend.
Thank you, sir. Kingzone, you're walking this weekend? You got the 100K walk?
I am, yeah. We leave.
Is it 100K? How long is it?
96 it is.
96.
It's a 96K hike through the Royal National Park. We leave home at about, I don't know, 5:30 on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take about, I don't know, anywhere from 24 to 30 hours. I can't wait. It'll be like going on holidays.
Yeah.
Turn my phone off.
Switch off, yeah.
Yeah.
Won't know.
And I'll be listening to a few races. I'll be tuning into the races, the footy in the afternoon. I think there's a match on Saturday, footy. AFL, there'll be something.
Footy's at Canberra Canola.
Can't wait. Yeah. Looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to hammering my body and getting mentally stronger so I can survive at the punt, to be honest with you.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with it, mate. So,
thank you.
And been a heavy week in racing. Tom Prebble, many of you out there would have seen what's happened. So he had a fall last Tuesday at Warrnambool, and then I believe he got taken straight to Warrnambool Hospital, and then it was deemed pretty serious, and they airlifted him to Melbourne.
Mm.
And you could kind of tell it wasn't good, and especially Mark Zara on Saturday, he probably, you know, knew that it was really bad, but the industry didn't know how bad it was. And then on Tuesday, I believe Tom Prebble came out and put his own statement out basically saying that he's got no movement from his rib cage down after the fall. So he's essentially paraplegic, which is, yeah, shocking, shocking stuff. He seems to be really upbeat and handling it really well. I just thought we should mention it and say, like everyone in racing, you know, everyone's behind the Prebble family. It must be incredibly hard for Brett. It's given, you know, his family so much horse racing. Melbourne Cup winner. And then he's got to deal with his son going through. I'm sure he'd give everything away to have his son back in good health. So super sobering stuff. I mean, you know, we punt and we whinge and we complain and we're not the ones at the coalface. We're just putting the bets on a computer or on TV screen.
Exactly.
And it's the stable staff and the jockeys who, you know, come in harm's way too often, unfortunately. So, sobering well stuff. It happens too much, unfortunately, but it's the nature of the sport, you know.
Yeah, well, they take enormous risk and they race so close in Australia, don't they? They're just they race so tight.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it's very humbling, isn't it?
And
our thoughts go out to the family and everyone involved. It's just
Hopefully he makes a full recovery. And look, he's positive in his statement. He said that he's had quite a lot of surgeries and stuff, and obviously he'll do a huge amount of rehabilitation. They're certainly not saying that he's a paraplegic forever. So hopefully he can get moving back in his legs and be back up walking and get on with his life. So
well said.
All right, well, that's the Saturday set done for this week. Never been a better time to remind you to stay safe and look after yourself, and we'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.